1490 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Pressure is mounting for the Quebec government to act on abuse and violence against women in the province. In the first 4 months of 2026, 9 women in Quebec have been killed in intimate partner violence contexts. Earlier this week, co-spokesperson for the political party Quebec Solidaire, Rouba Gazal, published an open letter to Quebec's new premier, Christine Frachette, urging her to adopt new legislation tackling intimate partner violence and femicide. The letter has over 600 signatures. Here is Gazelle.
It's a very big and important symbol to have a woman premier in Quebec, Madame Christine Frachette, but symbols can't save lives. We need to go forward than symbols. Today, I'm here and I ask Madame Christine Frachette to act, to listen to all women, men who want to prevent another feminicide to happen in Quebec.
The letter urges for the adoption of the Gabi Renault bill. Renault was killed last September and found in her apartment 3 weeks after her death. This bill would allow women to access certain records about their partners to see if they have a registered history of violence.
This law will inform women about the violent action of their partner. They can know if their partner has done violent action with his ex. So to have information can protect lives, women.
Quebec Parliament is prorogued until May 5th. Gazelle and the over 600 signatories of the letter want to see Premier Frachette reopen Parliament immediately to pass the bill. Here is Manon Massé, an MLA with Quebec Solidaire and a signator of the letter.
We have the money, Madame Frachette have the money. She said that she wants to do something, so I ask her to do it for real, not only for the flash or the show.
The open letter also suggests an increase of funding for women's shelters. Here is Louis Rendeau, an advocate for intimate partner violence victims with Maison Femme.
To help more women, we need more workers, more frontline workers, and we also need new shelter.
Premier Frachette would not respond for comment. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Oh, Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your
I cut that one short. CJLO 1690, it's the Electric Messiah Radio Hour. Everybody?
What's up?
We are back.
Hello, we're in studio with Soom today.
Some.
Oh, we just.
Yeah, it's all good.
I was just talking about how those stupid Anglos keep messing up the name.
That's all right.
I did it.
We're used to it.
Yeah.
I'm Piotr. I'm the bass player.
And I'm Fred. I'm playing the drums.
I'm Gaspar. I'm doing the vocals in some.
Merci. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah. You guys just released your brand new album, Parking Life, on April 23rd. So that was, last Thursday?
Yeah.
And during the last week, you guys have been on a whirlwind marketing tour.
Yeah, that was a busy week. It was very fun.
It looked like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Before we get into that, let's just jump right into the title song, Parking Life. Tell us about the song.
Sure. Well, it's pretty straightforward. Like, the whole album is written from the position of us, aging musicians. You know, we're getting older. We start having, you know, friends missing, diseases. You know, we see more and more dark stuff in our lives. And then we're just thinking, what do we like? And we like music, you know. And what do we want to do to fight this all these things that could depress us, you know, and just burn us down. And the parking life is getting us there, you know. So just jump in the van, play for 100, play for one, you know, and having fun.
That's right.
That's yeah.
Let's get into it. This is Parking Life here on CJLO 1690.
Cocaine, flashed out of death and help.
I decided not to park here. What do you mean? You decided not to park here? Yeah, I just came in. I decided not to park here, so. Well, I'm sorry, sir. We still got to charge you the $4. I just fucking pulled in here. Well, but, see, there's a minimum charge of $4. Long-term parking charges twice a day. Here. Here's your $4, you pathetic piece of shit.
All right.
Parking Life, CJLO 1690. That was Parking Life, like I just said, from Some.
I pronounced it properly.
Some, correct?
Anyway. Yes.
Everybody anyway. Always asks each other, how do you pronounce it? And for the most part, at least people here around here get it right. Some.
Yeah.
What are the other options that people give you?
We hear a lot of Sium. People reading it literally.
Right.
But initially, it comes from Arabic, some.
Okay, I was about to ask,
Yeah, it means venom in Arabic.
It means venom?
Yeah.
Is it also a French term, meaning more or less the same thing?
No, the thing is there is a big Arabic community in France, so we are we're taking words for... The language evolves, so we take some words, for slang, and some became a slang word in Europe, in France. For depression, frustration, anger. In French, you would say "j'ai le seum."
Okay.
And everybody knows what you mean.
It's just now common.
It's totally common. It is. Yeah.
Poisonous. You feel like
that. Exactly. Yeah.
I love how language works like that. Yeah. And nobody's pissed about it there, hey?
Oh, no.
Oh, the people in government here would be pissed.
Maybe old dudes, but they're going to die soon.
Yeah, exactly. speaking of old dudes who are going to die, it's all of us. The next song on the track is Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
This might be my favorite song on the album. Yeah, it's right up there. I have my top two, and I'm not sure. We'll give them one A and one B, but this is it. Employee of the Month.
Thanks a lot.
You want to talk about it for a second?
Sure. As I was saying before about the whole album, we want to treat about all those topics that make our life suck when we age, and one of them is unfulfilling career. We are thinking about all those shitty jobs, corporate jobs, when you end up just filling Excel sheets and stuff, and just living that shitty cubicle.
Yeah.
That's pretty much a song about that. I don't think it was, it's not an imagery that is used in Sludge, but I think a lot of us go through those crappy jobs. So we just wanted to scream our frustration at this.
Were you the employee of the month?
Oh, fuck no.
None of you were ever the employee. Were you the employee of the month ever? No? You're pretty good at your job, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He says, yeah. Yeah. All right, shout out to all the employees of the month everywhere.
Good luck, guys.
This is strong. Zoom here on CJLO 1690.
I move your couch, I pack your box, I tilt your fucking notebook, I told your kid devil as to your wife, I even drove your fellas on my bike. I don't give a fuck about the employee of the mind. Don't give a fuck about the employee of the mind.
CJLO 1690.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. Well, not a question, but I just remember seeing you guys playing at Foof's Halloween night with Dope Throne.
Yeah.
And I think the day before we did an interview with Dope Throne, remember that? They were setting up Foof's and it was all over the phone.
And yes.
And Vince was just wasted.
Yeah, it was a lot of work setting up the whole venue. I know Fred and Gaspar, like, they helped a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that show was amazing. And the year before, that was amazing too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I think Dobtron, like, the plan right now, from what I understand, is for Dobtron to play once a year, and that's going to be for Halloween.
Yeah.
So, I think last year was amazing, and we can expect even, you know, bigger surprises for next year.
I love that night. It's like my favorite
night. It's a very fun night.
Yeah, it was.
And that was the first time that I saw some.
Yeah.
Was that night. and the coffin. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did you guys introduce the coffin?
So that was the second time. The thing is, like, so our previous record called Conjuring is more in an occult vibe, you know. Like we did that split with like an American doom band, and for the release party we wanted to make a nice entrance. So back in March we were touring before, and you know, we saved some money and we ended up buying a casket before the show.
The day of the show.
Day of the show. Okay. No, that day was crazy. So
Was it your idea?
Oh, it was a general idea. We get in the Camino tour. We was riding on the road, thinking about shit we can do, and the idea of the casket came. And we just say, yes, that's a fucking good idea. Let's do that. We're starting to look after if we can find one on marketplace or thing like this. And then we find a guy who will just postpone his own burying, you know. So
is that true?
It's true.
So we came at his house. The casket was on this cave. We bring it.
It was heavy as hell. So it's a real casket. The only thing is that you wouldn't have like all the, I don't know the term in English, like all the stuff, you know, the stuffing inside, you know.
Inside, yeah.
So he was using it like he was a big Halloween fan. So he just bought that casket, have it handmade, custom made, and using it for, like, as a props, you know, like for Halloween. And he was, I guess he was done. Like, so he was a bit older, and the casket was heavy, so he was just selling it on marketplace. Yeah. So that was the, you know, that's the right amazing match for us.
And do you still have it?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah.
It's in my cave right now. Yeah. If you need something.
If we get somebody
to burn.
Merci.
But before getting to Gaspar's cave, the casket stood in Fred's entrance. In his flat.
Yeah, so that was half a year in the middle of my, you know, in my place on my entrance. So it's bigger than you think, you know.
Right.
It's just like to the entire place. Right. Like my landlord had to come in the apartment a couple of times and I never addressed it. Yeah. You know,
you just and he didn't say anything.
No,
what are you going to say?
Well, you know, my rent has not increased too much that year.
That's right. Everybody listening, get yourself a casket. Invite your landlord over.
Carrying it from, you know, outside inside the place was incredibly hard. And now it's resting in peace in the basement of Gaspar.
Right. Well,
it's like hardwood, no, for sure. Like,
it is, yeah. It's massive wood. Yeah, it's so heavy.
Right.
I think we don't have the strength anymore to carry it.
How many people carried you on stage?
I think like six people was involved.
I think that's standard, right? When you got a coffin.
Yeah.
Pallbearers are called, no?
What are they called?
Pallbearers.
Pallbearers. That's right.
Yeah, that's the term.
Well, let's move on to the third song on the album. It's called 666 Problems, and it's featuring Vince Hood from Dope Throne.
Shout out,
Vince.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
He did a great work.
Yeah. We'll get him on again next year, even more wasted. He swore he has the record on this show for swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. At one point, we didn't know what to do, and I was going to cut him off. And
you guys just gave up.
We just pushed our seats back and we let him go through. you want to talk about this song quickly before we anything to say about
it? Sure. I think Gaspar might want to talk more about it. Like,
Problems. I think it's a song we can be relate for everyone. Sure. Everybody got problems in their lives. We wanted to make a song about that. And it was fun because everybody gets his own problems, but you know, there's some solution. Solutions is solidarity, helping each other and lifting up each other, be in the scene and make the things together to make it grow.
Right.
You know? So
like music.
It's 100%. It's a good vehicle to do that. So yeah, it's pretty. We love this song and. Having Vince on that to make a verse, it's an honor for us. I'm a big fan of Dope Throne since a lot of time.
Yeah.
And to have the chance to perform with the Slush Kings, it's very cool. So thanks to him, and have a good listening about that.
Yeah, well, here it is, 666 Problems featuring Vince Hood from Dope Throne by Some. The album's Parking Life here on Electric Messiah Radio. Let's try that again. CJLO, Electric Messiah Radio. We're here with some Montreal sludge masters. Every band that we have in here that we mentioned, you guys, not one person says something bad. Everyone says they love some.
Yeah.
Wow. And not just in here when we're out and I'm asking people how to pronounce it and nobody knows. And they go, oh, I love that band. I don't know how to pronounce that, but
even
I love it.
In my kitchen this morning.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of metalheads cooks, and I was telling them that I was going to interview you, and everyone's like, dude, I know them, I love them, I saw them in the Metro, blah, blah, blah.
No way.
We should talk about the Metro shows.
Well, let's talk about the Metro shows then.
All right.
This past Sunday, you guys had a whirlwind day.
Videos, I was like, what the
fuck's happening? You played at four different Metro stops. Just talk about how that started. Where had that start?
So the thing is, we already had that idea for a while.
Okay.
Initially, we can take some time. Like, it's going to be a longer answer. But, like, basically, we were already thinking about doing it the next day of the Halloween show.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't know if you remember at the time, there was the strike.
That's right. That was so annoying. Yeah.
And so we had to cancel everything at the last minute. So we already had the places were booked.
Okay.
We already bought gear because we were playing on smaller amps during that tour. So we already purchased that gear. Like we were ready and set up. We even had the flyer ready. Okay. And we had to cancel everything because of the strike.
Yeah.
And then on second thought, I think that having it while we have the album, like maybe it makes more sense.
I mean, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody that I saw online talking about it, they were, you know, thumbs up all around. Oh, it was a great idea.
You guys just like got their plug-in and play?
So the thing, like, so we studied a bit the regulation of the lire, you know, like so for those unfamiliar, so in Montreal, in the metro, like if you make the reservation enough in advance, you can busk at certain specific places. Mm-hmm. We read the regulations, and there wasn't written that you cannot use amps, you cannot use drums, you cannot scream. So we're like, all right, that's the only thing is that you cannot use the electricity plug from the metro. Uh-huh. So we had to bring our own like
generator.
Yeah. And you can, but then you cannot bring a gas generator. So you have, luckily we have like an electric battery that we used also for the Van Horn show like a couple of years ago. So that was working. And then after that, it was just a lot of logistics and a lot of carrying.
Right.
Yeah.
Take that, city.
Yeah. And how was the security? Because before the
show. What do you mean?
Well, look, before it even started, I said to myself, they're going to get kicked out of one of these spots and everybody would be best to show up at the Jean Talon stop first, the first show, because it may not be continuing after that one.
That was our concern as well.
Yeah.
Like we wanted that, like we were thinking, okay, at least we need to play that first show. But then luckily, like we got kicked out eventually, but after the third. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so the cops, like, Sherbrooke, like there was no security. In Jean Talon, we had one dude that just came and was checking the show. Berucam, we had a squad of two. Like they were kind of looking from afar.
Right.
The thing is, like Berucam, I think you guys agree, but it was like the craziest show. Like we had people gathering more and more, getting more and more excited, pumped up. And you had like a lot of traffic, and we were kind of starting to block the traffic, especially during the last song.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were able to finish the set. We were tearing down, and then out of nowhere, like we have like a huge squad, 8 cops like surrounding us.
Okay.
And I mean, I have to be fair. Like they were decent. Like they told us, all right, guys, you did what you wanted to do. Like you had what you wanted, but don't do it again.
Okay.
So,
and what was your last stop?
So that was very, and the last stop was Joliet, but we still wanted, like, we said we want to play 4 shows, so we're going to play 4 shows. So we just moved that show from the station to the Parc La Lancette, which was just close by.
Right.
So we didn't have any, like, permissions or whatever. We just, you know, put the gear, played the show. It was great.
You guys better make like, a music video with all that.
Yeah, I mean we have some, I think we have some nice videos. Yeah. Like we'll see what we do with that. Like
it's the most excitement in a baseball park that Montreal has seen in a while.
I suppose.
Yeah. All right, where are we gonna go next? We're gonna go to Labrador.
So maybe Fred, if you want to talk about that song.
Yeah. So you know, Labrador, it's about us. You know, we are happy dogs when we play. We're excited, you know, playing the tongue out and having fun.
Yeah.
But you know, like a Labrador can be a very stupid dog, and it can be very aggressive sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
And so this song talks also about, you know, corporate life, and like you're the happy dog, but the stupidity of the corporate job turns you, you know, like angry, and that's when you start to do stupid things and bite your masters and stuff like that.
So it's not about the place in Quebec, the northern part of Labrador.
No.
But it would be fun to go there, though. But no, it's not about it.
It's about a happy dog that pushed too much might bite you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get it.
Like a bark button.
A bark button. somebody give some barking. All right, well, let's get into it. This is Labrador from Parking Life by Some here on Electric Messiah Radio. We'll be right back.
die. Find your master. Bring your beast next to black. Love for love. Your time, find your master, break your leash like a
Thursdays, 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
All right, CJLO, Electric Messiah Radio. We're here with Jay. Jay, say what's up.
Hello.
We're here with Aldo.
What's up?
We're here with all the members from Sum. Say what's
hey,
up, guys. Yeah. And we've been discussing their new album, Parking Life, which came out a week ago today, last Thursday, the 23rd of April. And
it's amazing.
And it's amazing.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
Your guys' marketing game is killer. Maybe the best that I've seen from all the bands that I've had here and that I've interacted with in the city so far.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's really, really grade A stuff. And yeah, I appreciate that very much.
Thanks.
So keep that up, and I know you guys will.
We will.
Yeah. Where are we going to go next here? We have about 12 minutes left, so we can try and get all of these songs in here. Let's just, we don't need to, we'll play this while we're talking here.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, hello?
Oh, who's that?
You have reached the Midlife Crisis Solutions hotline.
Oh, I have a question for you guys. We're going to revert it.
Other callers at this
Do you recognize the voice?
Please stay on hold.
Of the lady?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you for holding.
I'm pretty sure she already came to your
show.
All
our agents are currently assisting other callers at this time. Please stay on hold.
Oh, it's it's no, it's the A&R girl. What's her name?
Mm-mm.
No, you're not going to tell.
No,
okay,
no.
We'll go.
Black Fossil girl?
Oh yeah. Okay, we're going to go
Black
through.
Metal Fossil?
It's from Mm-mm. Black Market Fossil.
No,
it's we're going to play. We're going to jump into a song, and I'm going to come up with the name at the end of the song. Okay?
All right.
Yeah. Because I'm sure we've only had like two girls on the show. Okay. You said they were on the show.
I assume. Because
is it April Hutchins?
No,
it's not April Hutchins. Right. Okay. So let's talk about Right Swipe Blues. I'm pretty sure I know what this is already about, but
yeah, sure. So you know, like again, like we are listing all those shitty things that happen when you age. One of those is relationships. Usually, often they break.
Yeah.
And when they break, you have to get back into that that pound, you know, into the dating game.
Yeah.
And so you pull that phone and you don't really know what to do with it. And every now and then you try, and every now and then you feel like shit. So the song is about that.
All right. Well, here it is. This is Right Swipe Blues. No, that's Solutions. Right Swipe.
Fuck that!
14, maybe.
CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah Radio. We're here in studio with some. You've been listening to the new album Parking Life, came out a week ago. Go check it out at Some the Band. Is this your handle?
Some the Band, yeah. And you know, on all the socials and stuff.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Talk us about the show on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. True.
Let's. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you know, like since a couple of years, like we try to have as many people at our shows as possible. You know, I think it started with the Van Horn. We just switched to Pay What You Can for all the shows we organize and also our music on Bandcamp. And we also want to make as many all-ages show as possible to have the kids also having a good opportunity, you know, to discover bands. And I think it's... So on May 2nd, like, we're going to be playing at the Toscadura with three cool bands, you know, and all in their different genre, but they all make sense, I believe, on that show. So we have Unsucked, which is Erin from Rat Piece on the drums, with Iris, the former singer of Twin Banshee, a very cool band from Ontario. Like, if you guys never heard them, like, please check them out. Yeah, yeah. Great band. So they're playing the bass and drum thing. So I think it's interesting to have a band with the same kind of format as us, mm-hmm. but playing it differently. There is Fertilizer.
Shout out Sam, and Matt.
Insane band. Yeah, band.
Yeah, like, love Fertilizer.
We are fanboys. Like, it's amazing music.
Yeah.
And Nelly Gann, so formerly they were known as To Even Exist.
Correct, yeah.
Younger dudes, but they, to me, like, they're already pro. Like, they're so mature, like, their songwriting, their attitude on stage, To Even Exist. I mean, now Nelly Gann, I'm very impressed.
Will that be their first show, Nelly Gann?
As Nelly Gann, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I think the last shows that they were doing as To Even Exist was already with this lineup. So okay. They're just kind of changing their style a little bit. And yeah, we're very excited to play with them as well. Yes, oh, yes, yeah? Yes.
Nelly Gann. All right, well, we're going to play one more song, and that'll be it. As soon as we play,
sure.
That'll be it for the night. So thanks so much, guys, for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and everybody, go check them out online. Check out their video for Labrador. Which we didn't get to talk about, but
that's all right.
We'll have you on again. Get some merch at the show.
See you guys on May 2nd.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Yeah, we're gonna play the last song on the album. It's the cover of "Always on My Mind." What made you guys want to tackle this song?
So this one, two reasons. First one is that I think it's a beautiful love song. And another thing is more personal. It was my choice. So the thing is, I'm not living in Montreal full time nowadays. So to me, it was paying a homage to the city. Like the city is always on my mind.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. Thanks again, guys, for coming
in. Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you this Saturday at Tuscadura.
Cheers.
Here it is.
That's a sweet love, that's a die. to get you some.